Hi guys, now I want to read my favorite book. The title is Save the School Bus. One sunny morning, Mr. Hudson, the school bus driver, was starting his route towards Adventer Bay. Suddenly, Mr. Porter's delivery truck spilled a big bunch of bananas. The bananas land in front of the school bus, sending it sliding and skidding off the road. There were loud popping sounds as the bus rolled over some pointy spikes. Don't worry, all four tires on the bus were flat. How could Mr. Hudson pick up the kids and take them to school? Heck no! He had the Paw Patrol. Don't worry, Ryder said. No job is too big, no pup is too small, Ryder called the pup to the Paw Patroller. Inside the Paw Patroller, Ryder told the team about the flat tires. Rocky, your red and tire patching gear will get that bus rolling again. Marshall, use your weather cannons to spray the squish fruit off the street so no one else get out. But how will the kid get to school on time? Chase asked. The bell was going to ring in 10 minutes. Ryder thought for a moment. We'll just have to use a substitute school bus, the Paw Patroller. The pups cheered as they raced to the skin. Rocky used his forklift to prop up the bus. Then he got to work, removing the tires with his wrench. At the same time, Marshall hosed down the mush on the road with his water cannon. Wow, exclaimed Mr. Hudson. That's one power washing pup. Manuel, Ryder, Chase, and RoboDog used the Paw Patroller to pick up the kids and take them to school. At the first stop was a boy named Alex. This isn't a school bus, it's a cool bus, he exclaimed as he got in. Next, they pick up Julius and Julia come aboard the temporary bus, Chase announced over his loudspeaker. The brother and sister hurried inside and took seat. Then they came to a stop where a little girl stood with Mayor Goodway and her school bus, the mayor exclaimed as the girl climbed aboard. The older kids explored the Paw Patroller. Alex climbed into Chase police truck. Julius pretend to steer Zuma's hovercraft. Ryder, Chase, and RoboDog finally returned with Chicoleta, who had her ear of corn. Chicoleta started to peck at the Paw Patroller's control panel. Then they heard a rumbling noise. One by one, the pup's finkles was rolled out into the road with the kids inside. Chicoleta had passed the launch button with her brake. Big. Wah! Yelled Alex. Whee! Screamed Julia. Woohoo! Whoop, Julius. No, Chicoleta, said Ryder. But the poor chicken was so startled that she flew straight up, land in sky helicopter, and back the controller panel there to the copter's engine starts, and away the chicken flew. Ryder quick called the other pups at the lookout. "Team," he said, "our school bus rescue has taken a detour. The kids are out riding in your vehicle. We need to get them back." Sky Pop opened the wings on her pup pack and zoomed up to the chicken flying in her helicopter. Back on the ground, Rubble raced toward his rig on his skateboard. With a few fans move, he flipped himself inside the digger. Next to Julia, he pressed the brake, barely avoiding a crash with Mr. Porter's fruit stand. Out of the water, Julius was speeding towards Cap Turbot's boat. In the hovercraft, Zuma zoomed up to the hovercraft on the kite power surfboard and left behind the wheel. Meanwhile, Ryder and Chase caught up to Alex, time to pull over the pup brake, but Alex didn't know how. Ryder instructed Chase to shoot a net from his pup pack. The net sailed through the air and stretched between two trees, catching the patrol truck like a soccer ball. While Ryder and Chase shot high, flailing each other, everyone rushed back to the POW patrol. If they hurried, they couldn't still get the kids to the school on time. But then POW patroller door suddenly opened and the little girl drew out a bunchy ball. Robodog chased it while the girl started up the giant fin. The POW patroller rolled down the street. Ryder sprang into action. "Sky, get your helicopter back in the air and lower the harness," he said. Once Ryder had strapped himself into the harness, Sky flew over the POW patroller. Ryder dropped down, touched the roof, and ran into the front. He reached for the crow and bounced the vehicle to a stop in front of the school bus. School, just as the other pups pulled up, the bell rang. The kids waved goodbye and ran inside. As the school bus rumbled up the street and screeched to a halt, Rocky and had fixed the tires and the bus was as good as new. "Did you just get her?" he asked his teammates with a giggle. "What took you so long?" That is the end of the story. Bye.